The notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger is dead at the age of 89. He was killed in a federal prison in West Virginia. Bulger rose to power in the 1970s while also serving as an FBI informant. He spent years on the run. Eventually, he was caught, arrested, and convicted of 11 murders. WBUR special correspondent David Boeri has covered Bulger for decades and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Ari.
The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in West Virginia say they're going to investigate Bulger's death. What can you tell us about what happened to him?
What we know, Ari, is that he was transferred to the Hazleton Federal Prison in West Virginia last night. He was placed in the general population, but he didn't make it to roll call this morning. And when authorities investigated, they found Bulger bent over, having been killed. He suffered, by the way, 9 heart attacks while in federal prison in Florida just before coming up here. He was in a wheelchair and he had a bottle of emergency heart attack medicine around his neck, but he was killed.
He has been a character in the public eye for decades. Remind people of his backstory.
Wow. Well, you know, you have to think of him as at the beginning, the middle, and the end of 6 decades of awe-inspiring evil and violence and corruption during what was called by the War on Organized Crime. And he served as a top-secret FBI informant, which meant that by helping put his rivals behind bars, Bulger became the most feared mobster in New England. And he did something else. He corrupted the agents and cops so that he turned the Federal Bureau of Investigation into what essentially was the Bulger Bureau of Investigation, and they tipped him off to would-be informants so that he could in turn kill them. As his lieutenant, Kevin Weeks, once told me, Bulger could look out the window from his South Boston home, point to the city and say, "I own this town."
Such a complicated and deep relationship with the FBI, which was supposed to be cracking down on people like him. Tell us more about how that dynamic worked.
Well, you know, they, by tipping him off, by taking his money, by becoming beholden to him, as they should have been beholden to the FBI, they enabled, empowered, and emboldened him, even giving him the names of these would-be witnesses. And the Justice Department, he claimed, had a deal with him, but they certainly were protecting him. So, to the effect that when he went on the lam in California, he was out there for 16 years, people refused to believe that the FBI was really looking for him. His FBI handler, John Connolly, who became celebrated as the prince of the city, the prince of law enforcement for bringing down the mafia in New England, even tipped Bulger off to his coming indictment. And so that sent him off for 16 years, leaving a wreckage field behind him.
And just in our last 30 seconds, tell us about the final chapter of his life behind bars. He was convicted in 2013. What's happened since then?
He's been targeted before by inmates for bragging rights that they beat up or even killed the mob boss. But he was a self-styled tough guy, and he claimed he had a deal with the Justice Department, and he didn't complain about treatment. He prided himself on having attended and graduated from the notorious Alcatraz prison, and he wants the epitaph, his epitaph, to be, "I'd rather be an Alcatraz."
WBUR special correspondent David Boeri, thanks so much.
You're welcome.